KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school girls softball play last night in regional quarterfinals in Class 4A, it was Carroll over Creston 7-2, Glenwood advancing with a 9-5 win over Lewis Central. Also, Perry beat Boone 6-1, Bishop Heland Catholic over Storm Lake 13-0. In Class 5A first-round play last night, Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson moves on with an 11-0 victory over Sioux City West. Now, regional softball play continues tonight in the smaller classes. In 3A and semifinal round play, Clarinda is at I-35. Sadell plays at Bondurant-Farrar. In Class 2A semis tonight, Logan Magnolia plays at Underwood. Tri-Center is at Trainer, while Kemper Catholic visits Fort Dodge to play St. Edmund tonight. And in Class 1A semifinals, it'll be Exira EHK versus Essex South Page. That game will be played at Red Oak tonight. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard is at Newell Fonda. Corning travels to Murray. And Charter Oak Ute will host Whiting this evening. Those winners all moving on to the regional finals. In high school boys regular season baseball play last night, it was Atlantic beating Logan Magnolia 10-1 on the road. Logan Steffens went 2-for-3 at the plate with a home run. He knocked in 3 to help the Trojans' offensive effort. Tristan Benn picked up the win on the mound, going 7 complete innings, giving up 6 hits with 6 strikeouts and 3 walks for Atlantic. Also last night in high school baseball, AHST outscored East Mills 22-9. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Boyer Valley 12-0. Griswold beat Bedford 12-2. Kemper Catholic over Perry 14-1. Lenox, a winner over Villisca 12-0. Sioux City North beat Abraham Lincoln twice yesterday. It was 11-1 and 8-4 the final. Also, St. Albert beat Sydney 11-0 and Trainer over West Harrison by a 10-1 score. In Major League Baseball, Edwin Jackson earned his third straight win, combining with four relievers on a four-hitter, and Anthony Rizzo drove in all the runs to lead the Chicago Cubs to a 3-0 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis had the tying run at the plate in the ninth inning after Kevin Gregg dropped a throw covering first on Alan Craig's grounder, and David Freese walked. Alfonso Soriano made a shoestring catch on John Jay's line drive to end the game. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny was then seen arguing vehemently with plate umpire Dan Bellino, who appeared to make contact with him. Now, the Cubs escaped with the win, and Gregg got his 16th save in 18 chances as Jackson struck out 5 without a walk over 7 innings. Starlin Castro added 3 singles and scored twice for the Cubs, who won for the 5th time in 6 games. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Washington 3-1, Atlanta down Cincinnati 6-5, Arizona 5-3 winners over Milwaukee. Dodgers beat Colorado 6-1, and the Giants topped the Padres 4-2. In the American League, Derek Jeter was back, and the New York Yankees felt a whole lot better. The Yankees captain singled on his first pitch of the season, scored a run, and went 1-for-4 with an RBI ground out in his return from a 9-month layoff to help New York beat Kansas City 8-4 last night for a 4-game series split. Andy Pettitte settled down after another shaky start to win consecutive starts for the first time since April, and Lyle Overbay hit a go-ahead 2-run single in a 4-run fifth inning against Irvin Santana as New York overcame an early 3-0 deficit to grab the win. Elsewhere in the AL, Cleveland doubled up Toronto 4-2, Tampa Bay got by Minnesota 4-3, Chicago beat Detroit 6-3, Boston outscored Seattle in 10 innings 8-7, and Baltimore beat Texas by a 3-1 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Albuquerque beat Iowa 4-1, Omaha 4-2 winner over Round Rock. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals have recalled top pitching prospect Carlos Martinez from AAA Memphis and optioned right-hander Michael Blazek to their top minor league team. Those moves announced on Thursday. The 21-year-old right-hander Martinez made 7 relief appearances for the Cardinals in May and had no record with a .450 earned run average. He's been starting in the minors, but is expected to work out of the bullpen. Blazek made 4 appearances, allowing 3 runs over 3 innings and didn't figure in a decision. Cardinals left fielder Matt Holliday left last night's game against the Chicago Cubs because of an apparent leg injury. Holliday clutched his right hamstring when he was halfway to first base on a grounder to shortstop in the fourth inning and walked gingerly off the field after being tended to by a trainer. He didn't take the field in the bottom half of the inning. Alan Craig moved from first base to left field while Matt Adams took over at first and moved into the third spot in the order. The extent of Holliday's injury was not immediately announced. Atlanta first baseman Freddie Freeman and Toronto reliever Steve Delabarre have won the fan voting for the last spots in the All-Star game. Freeman's victory means Los Angeles Dodgers sensation Yasiel Puig will not be able to play in the July 16th game at Citi Field unless he's added as an injury replacement. Puig is off to a terrific start in his first stint in the majors, but he's only been up for 5 weeks, leading some people to question whether he belongs on the NL team already. Freeman set a record with 19.7 million votes, and Puig was second. Delabarre won with 9.6 million votes. Also an all-star note, Pedro Alvarez of the Pittsburgh Pirates has replaced Carlos Gonzalez of the Colorado Rockies for the National League team in the All-Star Home Run Derby. MLB says Gonzalez pulled out because of a sprained middle finger on his right hand. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6 and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, it was a good start for Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson at the John Deere Classic near the Quad Cities yesterday. Johnson had four birdies on the front nine, part of a bogey-free round, and he finished with a 7-under par 64 during yesterday's opening round.
And just trying to stay in the present. I mean, as I continued to make birdies, it just felt like I was playing, just going through the routine and the motions of hitting shots. And it certainly doesn't hurt when you're playing with one, two good friends, and two guys are playing great as well. So got off to a good start, and I felt like I ended pretty well as well.
Yeah, 64 on the first day. That ties him for the lead with Camilo Villegas for the lead after the first round of the John Deere Classic. That was the 17th round in the 60s at the TPC Deer Run for Johnson, who grew up about 100 miles away. Matt Betancourt made the field as a late alternate, and he shot a 6-under 65, and he's tied for second with Daniel Summerhays and Brandon DeYoung. Boo Weekly is among a pack of players at 5-under 66. Three-time tournament champ Steve Stricker is at 4-under 67 heading into today's second round. Well, Kenny Perry shot a 3-under 67 yesterday and is tied for the lead at the U.S. Senior Open, putting together a solid start in his bid for a second straight win in a senior major. Perry, who won the Senior Players Championship 2 weeks ago at Fox Chapel, Pennsylvania, made five birdies against two bogeys at the Omaha Country Club. And he's got plenty of company atop a crowded leaderboard. Michael Allen and Jadon Blake also shot a 67 on Thursday morning, and Gary Hallberg, Mark O'Meara, Tom Lehman, and Fred Funk all posted the same score in the afternoon. There had never been as many as seven co-leaders after the first round at a U.S. Senior Open. The previous record was five in 1997. Peter Jacobson has withdrawn from the U.S. Senior Open in Omaha because of heat-related illness. Jacobson was treated by Omaha Fire and Rescue paramedics after he finished nine holes Thursday. The 2004 U.S. Senior Open champion started his round on the 10th hole at Omaha Country Club and shot a 3-over par 38. He didn't require any additional medical care. The 59-year-old Jacobson, who won seven times on the PGA Tour and has two career victories on the Champions Tour, was playing with Barry Lane and Gary Koch. They teed off shortly after 7:30 when temperatures were in the mid-70s, the high forecast to be in the mid-80s. Iowa's Big Ten football schedule in 2016 will feature five road games, and the Hawkeyes will host five league games the following season. The conference released its schedule for 2016 and 17 on Thursday. Each of the 14 league members will play nine Big Ten games. The Hawkeyes will host Northwestern, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nebraska in 2016, and Illinois, Penn State, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Purdue in 2017. Iowa will face new Big Ten opponent Rutgers for the first time in 2016. Iowa and Nebraska's annual matchup will remain on the Friday after Thanksgiving in both 2016 and 17. The Hawkeyes open this season at home August 31st against Northern Illinois. Alfonso Dennard of the New England Patriots has been arrested and accused of drunk driving in Lincoln, Nebraska, where he once starred as a Nebraska defensive back. Lincoln police say Dennard was pulled over and failed a field sobriety test. Police spokeswoman Katie Flood says Dennard was taken to a detoxification center but not jailed. In April, Dennard was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 2 years of probation for assaulting a police officer in Lincoln last year. The Patriots say they are extremely disappointed in the news of Dennard's arrest. And a busy weekend of racing at the Iowa Speedway in Newton begins later today. The feature event will be the American Ethanol 200 Saturday night, which is part of the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Tonight's action is capped off by the first appearance of the Frank Kimmel Street Stock Nationals.
Our parking lot's open at 9 o'clock on Friday, on track, or the gates open at 9:45 on Friday, and then on track activities start at 10 o'clock on Friday. And then, as I said, the race starts at 7:30, and then on Saturday, the parking lot's open at 10. The spectator gates open at 11, and then we got practice for the Camping World Truck Series at 11:30, and a qualifier late in the afternoon before the main event on Saturday.
That's Iowa Speedway CEO Doug Fritz. He encourages race fans to come early and enjoy the entire day at the track. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.